to watch a horror movie, but you're going to make fun of me watching a series based off of a horror movie.
Yep.
Congratulations. Zombie preparedness. Per the CDC, you need water, you need food, medications, tools, and supplies. Which, by the way, that's your weaponry, right? Tools and supplies? Do you need rope? Like, what are going in this backpack here?
Rope.
I'm going with a machete.
What is rope
M3.
Gonna do?
I'm going with the 300 blackout. I want a 300 blackout. I guess a regular Glock for a handgun. Everyone's like, you need a shotgun. Dude, I'm 5'7". I can only carry so much. That's why you form a pod, which is part of this question of the day. With sports figures, which you want to make sure they're part of your protection pod. Are you going to go save so they can help? Like me? It's easy. CD News. I got you. I don't know if he needs me, but I want Chauncey Gardner Johnson in my pod of people. There's no doubt.
I need a sniper.
You need a sniper?
I would have said Drew Brees a few years back
with
his accuracy.
He's still accurate, though. No. He just doesn't have the arm strength to get it there. Brees would be, you know what? Brees is not a bad person you want to go, you know, save or be a part
of. He could be a sniper.
Because he does train all the time. He loves the military. He's done a bunch of USO tours. Brees is not a bad pick. That's a good pick. That's probably one of the smartest things you said today.
I appreciate that.
The bar is not very high, but you've done very good with that one. I would say Breeze is good. Give me an NBA player. Who do you want in NBA? I thought Draymond Green. Draymond Green will find a way to kick a zombie you know where. Right? I mean, come on, am I lying or what? Draymond Green would be a really good NBA player to have.
Oh, I need someone with some large capital. See, I might save Patrick Mahomes because of his big contract.
Oh, I like that. No, but again, the money doesn't matter though, buddy.
Yes,
the
it does.
No. What are you going to cash it at, bud? You're going to be trading in goods and commodities. It's the zombie apocalypse,
all right,
man.
All right.
You're going to hand me 100. I'm going to be like, what do you want me to do with it?
You're saying Patrick Mahomes is living in a shack right now?
No. What I'm saying is Patrick Mahomes, we're talking about athletic ability. We're talking about what he can bring.
Yeah, a lot of trade value.
Stop it, man.
You know this whole sports memorabilia? Here's my Super Bowl ring.
I see what you're saying. So he can just walk around and be like,
you know,
let
what?
Me sign
Tom
something
Brady
for you.
And Michael Jordan. Like, just give away Super Bowl rings or in NBA finals.
So he can just sign
rings.
Something for you. Here you go. Let me in. Give me a sip of that water here. I'll just sign something for you. Is that what it is? That you can bring him in? You're dead, by the way. You've had the worst a basketball that you think is going to deflate on you because it's signed by Anthony Davis.
It's going to just give up halfway through the season.
Stop it.
Halfway through the throw, it's giving up.
It's not even going to reach
all,
the zombie.
Folks. I gave you everything that I could.
See, what I'm packing and what I'm going with, my sports memorabilia piece is easy. I have a Greg Maddux, Hall of Famer Greg Maddux, autographed baseball. And my Cubs jersey I wore when I was at Tracy's with Larry Holder to watch the Cubs win the World Series. That's what I'm putting on. That's what I'm doing the battle in. That's what I'm escaping in. That's coming with me.
Nothing.
It's on my body. But my tools and weaponry and supplies are completely dependent. Like, I better get an initial report. I need some sort of initial report. It can be vague, but I need, I'm speaking to all reporters out there or y'all, anybody that has social media. The most important thing that I need to know, and I think people need to know, if you happen to come across the zombies and the zombie apocalypse happens, I need in the details of OMG, I just saw a bleeping zombie. That's fine. But you need to put for me and everyone else, comma, what kind of zombie? Say, no, you see, you're acting like it doesn't matter.
It's a zombie.
No, it absolutely matters. If we're going old school horror movie, and it takes them 30 minutes to get to the front door from where I'm sitting, that completely changes what you're doing. If we're going 28 days World War Z zombie, where they're building human bridges on top of one another and scaling walls of Jerusalem in the movie and getting themselves high enough to take down a helicopter because they're climbing on one another in seconds, then you're bleeped. Like, that's a complete, that's a, you
no.
grab, oh,
no, no you
don't
know
you
why?
Know me.
You know why?
Don't you know me? 28 days time zombies, is what I said
listen,
in hour number one.
Listen.
If they're running like Reggie Bush returning a punt in that Vikings game, what was it, like 30 miles an hour or something like that? Or they're as fast as Alvin Kamara? What you carry in that backpack absolutely matters.
World War Z was the worst ending to a
movie.
Okay,
it's a great
of all time.
Okay, first off,
you know why?
Okay.
Because guess what, Gus? What was the ending to that movie? It was, "Oh, well, if you're sick, none of the zombies will attack you." So guess
it
what?
It was brilliant, actually.
So, no, actually,
it was
dumb,
brilliant. No,
because you know
if
why?
You have a sickness,
guess what's going on right now, Gus?
What?
A pandemic.
Yeah.
And guess what's not going to happen? Zombies attacking you if that's the case.
Let me ask you something. What's going on right now where people roll up their sleeves? What's that called? You're about to learn something.
People roll up their sleeves?
Yeah. When they roll up their sleeves.
You could either wash your hands or you're about to
fight
somebody.
It's
or
called
you're about to...
with a needle. Give you another hint.
Yeah, you get a shot.
Yeah. What's a vaccine?
What's
a vaccine?
If zombies...
Answer the question. What's in a vaccine?
It's the cure illness.
What's in a vaccine? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You operate with Google since you don't understand it.
It's a dead virus. It's the dead virus.
So it's properties of it.
Yes.
Right. So you actually are getting it. So your argument that you just gave me is null and void.
Well, you're right.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on. But if it's to cure yourself, once you cure yourself,
again,
then
dude,
bodies are completely...
Point is, the most important thing, we're going to get to Jack here in about 30 seconds. I need to know the speed. I need to know what kind of zombie I'm battling here because that's going to determine so much.
According to the movie, I need a shot, and all of a sudden, you just defeated the whole zombie race. Ooh.
Well, what's happening right now, Jordan? A virus that shut down the world, and if you get vaccinated, we might be able to get back to normal and not wear masks. You're making fun of seriously, literally something that's basically kind of like that.
No?
No, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
People's heads are getting ripped off.
Do me a favor. Don't get vaccinated, and go ahead and just stay on the North Shore. How about that?
Well, if the zombies do come.
If the zombies come,
and,
I promise
you,
I'll send you a text before the phone, the towers go down, and it's going to be a gif of me doing this right here. Look. Tips of my fingers on my temple. I'm just saluting you. Good luck. It's been real. Nice knowing you.
But those zombies wouldn't be scary if all you needed to do was get a shot. My whole point is the movie was complete trash.
Again, you... See, here's the problem with things like this. You can't even have fun with them. You must be incredibly difficult to live with.
No, I'm actually very fun to live with.
Or even have a conversation with at your house.
I'm a great person to have a conversation.
You overthink a lot.
Just
a little tip
Just
a little tip. Jack, save me. What you got, man? Zombies are coming. What sports memorabilia is making your backpack?
Yeah, that's about all of that's all the memorabilia I have.
What is it?
Bobblehead.
Wait. Who's the bobblehead? I didn't hear you.
It's Pete Maravich.
Oh, the Pete Maravich bobblehead. That's all you got? You don't have anything else that's attached to you?
Nah, not really. No.
Okay.
Nah, I just I was never a collector. Gus, I'm not really a fan of zombie movies. My favorite zombie movie was the one Woody Harrelson did. Zombieland,
yes.
No, I like that one.
Zombieland.
You know when they did Zombie Kill of the Week?
Yep.
I thought, that was fun.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, if I needed an NFL player, and I'm not sure he's still an NFL player because he probably should be in jail, Vontaze Burfict would be my perfect bodyguard because he just seems up for killing nearly everybody. So, hello?
Yeah. No, I'm listening.
Well, I guess what? I take back my comment about Shaq. I think the Big Show, former WWE superstar. I'm going to do, give me the Big Show. I could outrun the Big Show.
What? What is
the Big Show? You said a professional athlete. I'm going after the Big Show.
Jordan, most people are actually trying to survive. The mere fact that you're thinking of somebody that you would put in your protection pod to then sacrifice so they can eat that person first.
It's a lot to eat.
For you to outrun baffles me. I don't even know how you get to that point. Jack, help me. I mean, we're thinking of survival. We're thinking of, am I going with machete?
Survival.
Am I going with the katana sword? Am I going, the 300 black? Like, what gun am I going with? He is thinking of what person he can outrun. To then, while they chomp on him and stuff, which, by the way, again, if there's dozens, one or two is going to chomp on him. You're still going to have 8 to 10 still coming after you.
I hope that he put up a fighting chance.
Gus, that could be like the old joke, you know, I don't have to outrun the bear, I just have to outrun you.
Okay, right.
You know?
Well, you know, those kind of people aren't your friends, my friend. I'm trying to help you, Jack. I'm trying to, like, I'm grabbing you, Jack, if you want to come along. We're going to go find where CeeDee Deuce is because Chauncey Gardner-Johnson will help. I mean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's going to be locked and loaded and ready to go in way, shape, or form. He's throwing hands or he's going to figure out a way. Or he might be the person to go take on 15 zombies to get you. See, Jordan, that's what you're thinking of.
No, you're not thinking.
No, I am. He would go in there barehanded while then you turn around and go the other way.
I have a boat, Gus. Guess what zombies
can't
do?
Oh, you going on the water?
They can't swim.
Oh, there we go.
So guess what? You just turned yourself off the list of joining the
Clea Bear boat. That's fine. I'll sink that boat. Boat sink. And they run out of gas. At some point, you got to come on land, bud.
I'm going to build a big raft.
Oh, Jack. Help me.
Hey, Gus, I got a question for you before I get out.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about where you were when the Cubs won the World Series.
Yep.
Do you think winning the World Series has lost the Cubs' identity? You know, because for most of your life, the Cubs were the lovable losers. And now that they've won a World Series, I mean, what are they?
Yeah.
They're just losers.
That's it. I can't say anything to that. You're right. Thank you, Jack. Enjoy the weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Continues
yeah.
next on ESPN New Orleans.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Marlon Favreit, 2:30. Leo wants to chime in too, Jordan. Leo Haggerty, 2:45. But I want to play some Thomas Morstead sound here. On obviously the day yesterday being released. And we talked about it with Catherine Terrell earlier, in which he talked about how tough it was, obviously. But the thing that stood out to me, more than anything, again, it was part of one of the biggest plays ever. Ambush. Kick the ball. Kick the onside kick. But, man, the responses on social media. My wife WTF'd me. Jordan, I text her, you know, Thomas got let go. And, you know, follows it enough, but not enough to understand, you know, contract, age, the play, things of that nature. But I think the immediate response from a lot of people is why. And it was emotional for a lot of people. And they just started posting selfies with him or pictures that they had taken with him all around town. And you quickly, through the evening, as you scroll your timelines on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, really see why he was so relatable to a lot of fans and so many fans loved him. I jokingly told Catherine Terrell of the Athletic earlier, is there anybody that doesn't have a picture with Thomas Morstead? He was asked several questions, but this was his opening statements. The Saints set up the Zoom, by the way.
I'll keep it short so we can get to questions. FYI, I'm on a car ride. I've got a beautiful wife chauffeur right now, taking me to the airport to go have fun with, Will Lutz for a little bachelor party action. And, so I'm looking forward to hanging with those guys. Look, I'm, overwhelmed with, gratitude and just thanks. You know, the experience I've had with the Saints has been, there's not one part of it that I would complain about, or, you know, the whole thing's just been outstanding. And I'm obviously sad to be, moving on from the team. But it's not as if I haven't prepared for this moment, in a lot of different ways, but it is shocking. And, I'm just grateful to all of you, in the media. You know, I obviously had, the season I had wasn't to the normal standard that I've set. And there's a variety of reasons for that. And, you know, I just felt like you guys have always treated, myself and my teammates with fairness and, with, you know, integrity. And I just appreciate that. So, you know, all I'd say is, New Orleans has been amazing to me and my family. We're in the process of building our home right now here. This is home, regardless of where the rest of my career takes me. You know, my kids have all been born here, and the fans and our supporters, it's just been exceptional. And so, that's all I got.
The one thing that was apparent yesterday, and again, Nick Underhill of New Orleans Football, I think, was the first to get reaction from him when it happened, was that it was very sudden. Matter of fact, it was interesting. Jordan, my wife asked me that last night. Did he know? Did they tell him? He kind of felt that maybe they should have kind of let him in on it, right? I mean, we saw yesterday, I think a Detroit Lions player was told, hey, later this month we'll release you. To kind of have an idea. But here's Morstead on it.
You know, I would say, let's just call it what it was. You know, it was a unique year, so there wasn't a lot of access with us, which was probably a good thing for me. You know, I didn't meet any of the standards that I've set for myself in previous years this year. And there's a number of reasons for that. And you know, when you're the highest paid player at your position, the expectation is that you're playing at an elite level. And I didn't do that last year. And, I think it was pretty clear to see that I didn't do that. You know, I've never been the biggest boomer in the league, or at least not tried to be. I've just always been a guy that relies on elite consistency. And, I think it was pretty clear that that was lacking this year. And so, you know, to say I'm surprised because there wasn't more of a conversation around any other way for me to try to stick around or come back and show that some of the things that were issues for me aren't going to be issues moving forward. You know, that's out of my control. And like I said, I have nothing but just total, love and respect and everything for how the team has treated me through the years and how they've, it's just, like I said, whatever expectation I could have possibly had going into a career is just totally, you know, totally blown it out of the water. And so I'm just very grateful.
Obviously, one of the things I think that bothers him and as he's saying with injury and stuff, but probably that Drew can relate to is how the season came to an end, right?
Well, I'll answer the second question first because I've already forgotten the first. sorry, but I don't have any regrets about how any of it ended. You know, that's why you play the game. The opportunity is just special to be a part of it. And I don't have any resentment or, what if, because I know everybody was all in and we did our best, you know, and I know that's simple and cliche, but it's true. It's been being a part of the history of the game. I've learned to appreciate the losses just like the wins. Because you just know how special it is, you know. You know how special it is to be a part of that and to have a team like that and to do something together. And, you know, it almost feels like we're the Buffalo Bills of the 2010s. You know, I think people will write there'll be a 30 for 30 about our team and how good we were and how much winning we did. And we just didn't get it done for a variety of, reasons. But none of that matters. It's the people, the relationships, the grind, you know, being all in together. And I think that's one of the reasons people are so proud of being associated with our team and organization is because I think for the most part, people like rooting for the good guys, and we just have a locker room full of them. And man, it's been an honor to just be a part of that.
Interesting that he brings that up, huh, Jordan? About all the different games that it could have won, or all the winning that it did in the regular season, just couldn't get it done in the postseason. You heard him there talk about his admiration and love for the locker room and the team. He continues.
Like I said, all expectations have been exceeded, multiplied, you know. And I just think my uncle sent me a message the other day that just said, you know, you're one of the few young people who's had the privilege of understanding how good you had it while you had it. And that means you don't have any regrets. You didn't take anything for granted. And the whole thing has just been, it's been amazing. I keep repeating myself, but I'm just very grateful for just the entire experience. When people say don't invest in the team or don't invest in the city, that's kind of like saying you're never going to love somebody because you're worried about getting hurt because you know at some point it's going to end. And I just didn't subscribe to that. I've been all in, I love this city, and man, they love me back 100 times more. And I'm just overwhelmed with positive, thankful energy. There's just so many people to thank. I don't want to single out anybody because if I really went through it, there'd be hundreds of people that have just been instrumental, have inspired me, have encouraged me. And it's just, I'm very grateful.
Thomas Morstead points out, he talked about what play stands out to him.
Look, there's certainly plays that stick out in my mind, that maybe won't stick out in anybody else's mind. The last punt of the NFC Championship game against the Vikings, when I was a rookie, we were 28-28, tie game, 2 minutes and something left, punting to Brett Favre. And, coach, said, I'll paraphrase because the language wasn't exactly the same, but coach grabbed me by the shoulders and as I was running out on the field on fourth down and said, give me some hang time, with a little more intensity than that. And I just remember thinking, I better hit a great ball here because if I do anything less than spectacular, they're pretty much in field goal range already. And Ryan Longwell that year was like 26 to 28, Mr. Automatic. And, I hit one of the punts of my career and we grossed 58, netted 53, and they got this close to kicking a field goal and they didn't. And we all know what happened. And, for me individually, that was a big source of pride, that I'll never forget.
It's real good. It's real good to see that. Jordan, one of the other things that stood out to you, that at the end of his Zoom call, he opened the ability to be able to, if you want to talk to him and all that. So we are in the process of that. We will have him next week.
Yeah, we're going to have him
here.
Hopefully,
studio.
Come in the studio.
Yeah, here in studio.
Sounds like that we will be getting him here in the studio. And whenever we get a day and time,
we'll
let you know. And you can call in and show your appreciation to everything that he's done.
Just talk to him about what it's like to actually be there. He's really good about that. Really cool guy. So. And let me tell you something. He did something I don't know if I could have immediately when that happened. You're in a car with your wife. Being able to talk about that, you can hear the emotion in my. I'd be like, you know what? I need some time. Before you ask me that. Marlon Favorite next on ESPN New Orleans.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
G-Sean, J-Will, and Zubin.
If I'm Ryan Pace and I'm Matt Nagy and I'm looking at this situation, I've got to get a guy that can help me win today. I can't go get a guy for the future. I'd rather just stick with Mitch Trubisky and fix it. If you're supposed to be